You're going to hear from representatives of organisations sharing their experiences of how to identify and address societal challenges using entrepreneurship and innovation. First of all, Richard Goodhead, Senior Vice President Marketing at Rolls-Royce Civil Aerospace.
Rolls-Royce PLC effectively provides power for use in land, sea and air, whether that's in civilian aircraft use, defence use, marine use, power generation on land or nuclear power. But specifically, my area of the business is related to civil aerospace, so that's providing engines that power aircraft that are used in commercial use, whether that is for airlines or in the realm of business aviation. Once you've made the assumption in terms of societal impact that air travel is a good thing for society, some people believe that, some people don't. Obviously, I'm biased. I think it's a great economic contribution to society and it connects people, not just for business reasons, but for a whole host of other reasons. People like to travel to see each other. And it's that person-to-person contact that makes the world go round. In providing the propulsion systems that allow aeroplanes to connect people and make the world a smaller place, then clearly we are meeting some societal needs, but we have to do it in as responsible a way as we possibly can. And obviously the way that aeroplanes are currently powered is through the use of fossil fuels. So to minimise that and make it as clean and efficient as possible is a goal that we've been striving for at Rolls-Royce for many years. Not least of which because it doesn't only meet environmental requirements, but because there's competition in our industry, the person with the most efficient engine usually wins. So we've always spent lots of our research and technology investment on doing just that.
My name's Jo Hall. I'm the founder and director of Creative Stirling. Creative Stirling is a membership-driven organisation, founded originally as a community interest company and now a charity. Our vision for Stirling is that it is a lively and culturally lively place for everyone who lives, works and visits. For example, Made in Stirling, our shop, which supports artists to retail their work. But other aspects of what we do, we are supporting learning and creative education and creative learning and cultural activity. And to me, people's cultural lives are as important as, you know, food and drink. Working from information that was coming out of the creative and cultural sector, what they needed, you know, it was, we need spaces to sell, we want there to be more events and festivals and activities. You know, we want spaces for artist studios. So those were the founding principles of our original business plan. The point of it is for the local economy is to support local artists' livelihoods. And in amongst that, there's a lot of support of their well-being because you get people who can also learn what sells, how to display their stuff. Basically, we want to support skilled artists and designers to be able to generate income through their work. That also generates income for Creative Stirling overall so that we can support the other things we do.
My name is Alistair Duncan and I'm Church of Scotland Minister in St George's Tron, Church of Scotland in Glasgow City Centre, which is where the Wild Olive Tree Cafe is located.
My name is Jodie Duncan and I am a manager at the Wild Olive Tree Cafe. We are a cafe which addresses the issue of homelessness and poverty within the city of Glasgow. We have a couple of partner charities, Glasgow City Mission and Bethany Christian Trust, who also work with vulnerable and homeless people within the city.
Many of the people who we seek to help through the Wild Olive Tree Cafe are some of the more vulnerable people in the city. Some of those are people who come to the cafe to take advantage of the suspended soup and coffee scheme we have, whereby paying customers will give the cost of a free soup or tea or coffee as a donation, and we then make that available. We do that because there are people who don't have enough to eat and can't afford to eat in a cafe. And so without asking any questions, we are able to provide for people basic food once per day, each day that they come into the cafe. So those issues are clearly issues around poverty, hunger, destitution, physical want. But in addition, we seek through the Wild Olive Tree to make employability training placements available via our contacts with Bethany Christian Trust and Glasgow City Mission. So we seek to address issues of work, readiness for work, building self-esteem, giving people new skills, and sometimes just confidence in getting into the workplace,